Hey, everybody. Joel Pell, Eric Zane, for one of my new favorite sponsors, ExpressVPN. Look, going online without ExpressVPN, listen to this illustration. It's like leaving your laptop unattended at the coffee shop when you run to the bathroom. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I might actually do that. Anyway, most of the time, you're probably fine. But what if one day you come out of the bathroom and the laptop is gone? You're like, oh, no. Anyway, the question might be easy. What is ExpressVPN all about? Look, every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure. Any hacker on the same network can gain access and steal your personal data, passwords, bank logins, you name it. And it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. Don't believe me? Look it up. Just some cheap hardware is needed. A smart 12-year-old could do it. My God, your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 a person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. Tunnels are good. Now, it's true. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And I didn't just pull that out of my you-know-what. Easy to use. Fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Every time I take my show on the road, I depend on ExpressVPN. I don't want my stuff exposed to some scumbag. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Zane. That's ExpressVPN.com/Zane. And you get an extra 3 months free. ExpressVPN.com/Zane. This is Act 1 of the July 12th Eric Zane Show podcast. Act 2 starts right after. Welcome in, welcome in. Hello, my friends. The Eric Zane Show podcast has begun for this, the 12th of July. So glad you are here. This is a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. And right out of the gate, as we start this show, I just gotten a phone call, and it was unexpected, but I think it's important to take it. I really do. Let's bring in the former president of the U.S., Mr. Trump. Hello.
Big Brad Zane, it's so wonderful and tremendous to hear your wonderful voice this morning. How you doing, old friend?
Never better, sir. You know, we've gotten to a point in our relationship where we're like, oh, yeah, we go back a few years.
Well, we do. It's if you think about it, actually, I think it's all the way back to that wonderful, wonderful little tiny, the Great Food Giveaway. That's right. We did the Great Food Giveaway together where you stole all that wonderful money. That's where you became what, Big Fraud Zane or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, that's how I became known as Big Fraud after I convinced everybody to donate. And then I took all their money and spent it on whores.
It's a great thing. I mean, I've been known to do it from time to time, of course. It's the best way to capture the money. Listen, I haven't talked to you in a while, and I wondered, how did you think of the wonderful, wonderful performance I had at the debates?
I only paid attention to the fucked up shit that Biden said, and then I laughed.
Oh, it was terrible, wasn't it? And now you wonder. Before I called it, I said I tested at these wonderful dementia facilities. I went to old folks' homes. I tested with them before the debate, which paid off so big for me. It probably helped me bigger than you know if you think about it.
Yeah, I agree. Are you telling me that you go to an old folks' home and you talk to the locals? Is that what you do?
Essentially, one of my advisors said, if you want to win against Joe Biden, what you have to do is talk to dementia patients, get in their head, understand how they operate. And it obviously paid off. I mean, look at it. I mean, the performance was so bad. It's so bad. And he keeps doing it. I mean, he just had a press conference where he tried to undo it all and made it all very much worse. I think he should totally step down and give the presidency to me.
I'm gonna play those clips in a second, so don't give it away. But last night, it was supposed to be his redemption moment, where he shows. They kept calling it a big boy press conference, which is
I think that Crooked Joe has a case of Trump derangement syndrome or something like that. I mean, it's terrible. It's terrible that this guy is running our country into the ground, actually. Terrible. I feel badly for him. I think he should step down, step away, step aside, step aside. Let the big boys take care of the job, you know? I mean, he's a cute old man, and I think he should be in one of these old folks' homes that I visited.
Well, yeah. But, sir, you know, I think we kind of divide in certain moments or points in this discussion, because while I agree he should step down, I don't think he's run the country into the ground or is running.
Oh, it's terrible what he's done to our country. Well, whatever puppeteer is puppeting him, maybe it's Obama. We don't know who's puppeting him. But look, I mean, I'm not going to spoil it. You said you were going to play clips, but he mentioned me in the press conference. It's tremendous, actually. What he did for me in the press conference.
Yeah, it was horrible, because this was supposed to be like, and I didn't believe for a second that he was going to make it any better. I believed it that at the end of it, it would be far worse, and it has. It is far worse.
It just keeps getting worse. I mean, all he needs to do is shut up and go away. It's so obvious to everyone, but he keeps talking. He keeps talking. He goes into these press conferences. Meanwhile, roast beef prices are through the roof. We've got gas prices, the highest they've been in years. Wow. Terrible, actually, the country. But, Big Fraud, I also wanted to talk to you about some new gold tennis shoes that I'm going to be selling very soon. I wanted to break it right here for you on Q100. I'm going to sell America's greatest shoe. The tennis shoe is going to have an American flag on it. It's going to have a 45 on the back, you know, where you put your heel into the shoe. I don't know. I've never worn a tennis shoe. But you put your heel into it. You put your I dress probably with the best shoes, actually. Dress shoes, of course. The best.
Well, what about golf?
And I have a whole different thing for golf. I wear maybe custom-sized shoes that are specifically built for me for golf. But that's why I'm bringing this technology to the sneaker. I think it's going to be great. We're going to sell them for $49.95. Which is a steal, actually, if you think about it. But all those proceeds go directly to me.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, it is some strange times. And frankly, it's crazy to think that at a debate where you are there on stage lying your dick off, no one even gives a shit because Biden was there making a goddamn fool of himself.
Oh, it's so true, Big Fred. I could have went up there. I should have, actually. I probably could have went out there to the stage and said, you know, we're going to bomb Europe. We're going to just decimate all of Europe. We're going to do great things with Europe. And I still would have won that debate so bigly. It's terrible. I feel so bad for Joe Biden. I mean, he's so crooked, of course, but it's terrible what they've done with him, if you think about it.
Well, Mr. President, once again, this is not on Q100. I don't know why you think that, but at the same time,
I don't know why you're not letting me on this wonderful program. I think the great Northern Michigan people, the dwellings of Northern Michigan, these little people that go into these little tiny homes, these dirt homes, really, they would love to hear from the president. And you don't put me on. I don't understand it.
It's not my call. It's not my call. The brass of the radio station. They don't want any part of it. They think that the people that listen to that station will like revolt or something like that. I don't know.
I don't understand. These are who are these brass? Are they Democrats or something? Because it's terrible. It's terrible. What's their name? What's the name of these people?
Sir, I'm just a pawn in this, and I don't want to make any waves. I'm just a little guy, you know. I can't be going out there.
I'm just saying. I think if I had a conversation with the owner of the radio group, I think they would change their mind, actually.
Maybe, sir, but I don't. You're gonna have to seek that out on your own. I don't want to get in the middle of this horse shit. All I want to do is play some cool tunes and go on with my day. You can say whatever you want.
I've always said it, Big Fraud. I think you're probably the best dude man that's out there, actually, in terms of DJs. I mean, what's left of it. It's such a dying industry.
It is. It really is.
I think you do great work on the radio, and I think you should be doing bigger things, actually. And I want to tell you, we're winning in the polls, Big Fraud. We're winning so big. We're up double digits now. It's tremendous. New polls came out yesterday. We are making America great again. And this, did you hear about this 2025 mission that came out? The documents?
Aren't you going to, like, kill all the gays or something like that? Or kill all the black people? What is the 2025 thing?
Well, I just wanted to say that I know nothing about Project 2025. I have not even seen it. I have no idea who's in charge of it. And unlike a very well-received Republican platform, by the way, best platform is the Trump platform, the Trump train, as they say, had nothing to do with it. The radical left Democrats are having a field day, actually. However, trying to hook me into whatever policies, I don't know. I wish them well, whoever's part of it. I wish them the best luck with it. I think they do great things, these Project 2025 people. They say it's like old advisors of mine or something like that, Dr. Carson. But I don't know.
Okay.
I've never met these people.
It sounds to me like you're admitting that you came up with it all.
I mean, I would never say that, because we are trying to make America so great again. We have to rebuild it better than it's ever been built before. We have to do that. We have to do that because look at, we have a dementia patient. I understand your father has dementia.
He does. And
now, do you think that he is qualified to be the president of the United States?
Yes.
You do. I mean, that's terrible. I mean, of course you love your father. He's a great guy. But, I mean, he's got dementia. I mean, these people, they don't belong. They don't belong in the office. And it's so sad. It's so sad what they've done to Joe Biden. I mean, that's not him. He doesn't know where he is. There are people that are putting him up there. They're putting him up there. It's sad. It's so tragic, actually.
Sir, as always, I can't thank you enough for joining me on the podcast today.
Well, of course, and I wanted to say that the fake movie actor George Clooney even has ousted Joe Biden. It's terrible. I mean, everyone wants him out. I think even your pal Big Gretch, he's so fat. I think she wants him out too. I think she would like to be president, actually. I think that would be tremendous. Imagine a Trump versus the Big Gretch.
That would be
a competition that I think would be a little more worthy, because it's so sad. You know, when you're winning in a sports game and against a total loser, it's sad. It's so sad, Big Fred, because he's so terrible. I mean, it's so easy to win. I want a challenge, you know. I think we could win it. I think we could win a real challenge, but, I mean, this is how it's going to be. I guess it's ended to me.
Sir, thank you as always. I don't want you to hang up on me. I just wanted you to say goodbye normally. I hope you have a great day.
I have so much more to say, Big Fred, but listen, I want you to have a tremendous time. It's been so long. I feel like maybe you're upset at me or something.
No. Because,
well, I don't know. I mean, you're not calling the president anymore. I mean, look at the ratings. I bet your ratings right now are through the roof.
They are. I've got 19 viewers that are enjoying this. That's an all-time high.
19 people? Oh, my God. I got to get off, Big Fred. I'm so sorry. That's so low. I mean, that's terrible, actually. You gotta advertise.
Yeah,
advertise.
I don't know.
Trump is going to be on the program today. The numbers will be through the roof. I'm guessing maybe for you, 300 would be a big number.
I've never had that. This show's going downhill fast. Oh, boy, he just hung up on me. I guess he got sick of it. There you go, Trump. Okay. It was supposed to be Joe Biden's redemption tour. After the complete disaster, just like the president said with that debate, this is the end. Yesterday, a press conference of the NATO summit, the 75th year of NATO. In it,
I wouldn't have picked
Biden
Vice President
is announcing
Trump to be Vice President,
that the U.S.
is not qualified to be president.
Is giving $275 million worth of aid to Ukraine to fight their war against Russia. Of course, we are in this war. We're just not sending our troops. Okay? Zelensky, Volodymyr Zelensky, is standing next to Biden. All Biden has to do is say $275 million. We're sending the help. And here, ladies and gentlemen, is a man who is tough as nails, leader of the Ukraine. Here he is, Volodymyr Zelensky. In the fight against Russia, this is a key moment. Zelensky is excited to be there. He showed up under the cover of night because everybody, all the Russians want to kill him. Tyler says Voldemort and laughs in my face. Isn't his name Voldemort? Voldemir? I like Voldemort. That's better than what Trump called him or Biden called him. God damn it. I'm fucking this up. I sound like Biden. I'm so confused. Volodymyr Zelensky standing next to Biden. Biden has to introduce him. Everybody is waiting for something like this to happen. As soon as what I'm about to play for you happened, it was like the shot heard around the world. Everywhere, notifications. Biden does blank. Biden just fucked up again. This is that moment.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. Of all the names, it would have been less offensive if he said President Adolf Hitler.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
What the fuck? And it's crazy because this happened and there's another thing that happened that I'm going to play for you. And the Democrats are like, oh yeah, he's back. He is back.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
This is a camera on Zelensky who reacts to what Biden just said.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination.
Okay, that's a nice thing to say. And you see a little smile creep across his face because the president said something nice about him. But watch his face change when the words are said.
Courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
Oh, no. Yeah, okay. And then this one says, the reaction from Biden's team. Okay, I'll save that one for a second. It's never anything that is, everything he says always hits so hard. It leaves you no wiggle room. You're standing next to the guy whose people have been slaughtered for over a year by Putin, and he introduces him as Putin.
Oh my God.
What? Blue Chaos says he corrected himself immediately following that. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Especially with them touting it the White House touting it for so long about, oh, my God, he's got his big boy's redemption tour. Oh, my God, he's going to do so great. And they're just like hoping. And then he fucks that up of all the things in front of the guy whose people, babies have been murdered and tortured and raped by Putin. He introduces him as Putin. Tyler says he would have been better off if he introduced him as Lord Voldemort. Responding to Blue Chaos saying that he corrected himself immediately following that, Mitch says he shouldn't have had to fucking do it. He is cooked. Now, look, I have to say this every goddamn time I talk about this. I will still vote for him. Because, in my opinion, a dead body, as Rebecca once said, is worth more in office than Trump. Easy, how can you possibly say that? It isn't so much him, though that does have a lot to do with it. It's you assholes that support him. It's you, okay? You're the problem. Because you think, because Trump is in office, that it's okay for you to shit on people. All right? You're directly affecting how people live. So no, I'm not voting for Trump. Fuck off. Kenny says, remember when someone did poorly in a presidential debate years ago, they'd look forward to another debate to redeem themselves. Nobody ever had their own private news conference before like this to try to make themselves look better and fail. Did they? I don't know. Don't know, but it's true. He did. Now, if that were the only thing he said, again, this all comes from whether or not he has the mental capacity to run the country. All right. So hot on the heels of that horrible performance, standing next to the guy whose people have been murdered for more than a year, he refers to him as Putin. Well, that's not the only thing that happened. There was a another moment that happened. Biden was wanting to talk about Vice President Kamala Harris, about her having the ability to do her job. He's talking Vice President Harris up in a big way. And this is how it went when he was discussing Vice President Kamala Harris.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there. Number one.
Oh, he thinks he just nailed it. Did you see him? He just referred to Kamala Harris as Vice President Trump, and nothing clicked with him. There wasn't any moment during any of that where he went, what? It didn't, you know, like when I say something bad, okay? I think there's potential that Biden could one day say Vice President N-word or something like that. That's what I want to have. And then he wouldn't miss a beat. I think he would have been better off if he said Vice President N-word instead of Trump. I think it does more damage to him. That's saying something. And then he let's start there. I mean, look at him. He's so, he feels that he just nailed it with that bit of commentary.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there. Number one.
Oh. the air coming out of that balloon. This is a clip. The reaction from Biden's team when he called Kamala Vice President Trump. I recognize these faces, but I don't know these names. These are very important people.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there. Number one, the fact is that the consideration is...
Why are they sitting still? On this supposed big boy speech, if he says Vice President Trump, I'm standing up waving my fucking arms going, no! No, you asshole! God damn it!
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice...
The woman here looks like Jamie Lee Curtis. She gives the side eye.
Vice President. Do I think she's not...
There- oh, boy. And these guys don't move here. White guy and black guy, they don't move.
Not qualified to be president. So let's start there.
No reaction. Guy in the middle puts his hand to his face. He's uncomfortable. He cannot believe what just fucking happened. I love the fact that the media was so waiting for this debacle to happen that they've got the ISO cam on Trump advisors and members of his cabinet. The fact that they had a camera on Zelensky, knowing full well, so it's almost like they planned it. Oh my God. I can't get enough of this. I got a text message from Megan over at Irvine's. She wrote, shit, with the clip of him referring to Zelensky as Trump. Oh my God. Look. I don't know if Biden is less or more capable than he was 4 years ago. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me because I'm still going to vote for him. Even though people say, how can you possibly vote for him? It's because Trump's a fucking psychopath. I'd rather have a person who's got dementia than a goddamn psychopath. That's who we're choosing. That's who our choices are. But wait, what was my point? I was going to say, forget it now. Yeah, I don't know if he has any more ability now than he has, but okay, I remember what it was. This is upsetting, not because I am upset that there's a guy who's a dementia patient in the White House, okay? It's the fact that he's going to lose. There's no way Biden is going to win this fucking election, all right? And to have all these Democrats now come out of the woodwork, and some are like, oh, no, he did great. And then other ones saying, yeah, it's fucking terrible. Late night television has turned on him. Hollywood is turning on him. When you get George Clooney turning on you. Now, I don't know what is expected of people. Honestly, though, I don't know why it will be Trump winning so much. It's interesting because I think that there are so many undecided voters that this is what's going to sway them. He is dooming himself with his performance. Literally, Trump does not have to do anything. Trump being convicted of felony crimes is small potatoes. It just doesn't matter. Nobody cares. This is incredible. What a moment in history this is. This is absolutely paramount. And I've been saying for quite some time, Trump will win. Now he's going to get slaughtered. Or Biden will get slaughtered. Paul Forrester says, Biden's the only one in the world who doesn't know he's not going to be on the ballot. Chris says it's upsetting that our country looks so stupid with these two ass clowns running. Mitch says, what about the last part when he whispered in the mic? I don't know about that. I have one more thing I want to play. I didn't watch it in its entirety. I'm literally going off of what were the highlight moments. I don't give a shit about any of it. Okay. At this point, if he speaks cogently, if he is appropriate, I don't care. It should be that way. This speech normally would be just broadcast via the White House feed. It'd stream it, but everybody was all over it. All of America was watching this fucking thing. And he refers to Zelensky as Putin, refers to Kamala Harris as Vice President Trump, and doesn't miss a beat. In this clip, a reporter asked Biden, Jesus, I sound like him. Earlier, you referred to Vice President Harris as Vice President Trump. Listen carefully to what how this goes.
Answer, you referred to Vice President Harris as Vice President Trump. Right now, Donald Trump is using that to mock your age and your memory. How do you combat that criticism from tonight?
Listen to him.
This concludes tonight's press conference. Thank you, everybody.
Okay. That's weird. Listen to him. Again, there's an air of mystery around that. Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill, and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in, and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. What is he trying to say? Or is he just saying anything?
Sir, you referred to Vice President Harris as Vice President Trump, right?
This is where he needs to say, I did?
Right now, Donald Trump is using that to mock your age and your memory. How do you combat that criticism from tonight?
Listen to him.
This concludes tonight's press conference. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, my God. Yes, that's the only takeaway of this goddamn press conference. Nobody gives a shit. That concludes the press conference. They rush in. They get him off there. Somehow he manages to get off the stage, so that's good. That should have been a big deal. Buried in all that is that $275 million is going towards the latest war that we're in. All right? In our war with China. God, what is my problem today? Motherfucker. In our war with Russia. That should be a big deal. We're sending all these Patriot missile systems there to fuck them up if they try to launch another airstrike and whatnot. with their missiles. This is a gigantic moment in the defense of Ukraine. But the only thing that anybody's going to pay attention to is the fact that, well, what we've already played. Oh, my God. Are there any of you that are enjoying the show right now that are like, eh, this isn't a big deal. This isn't alarming. I don't find this to be a problem in any way, shape, or form. Mitch says, yeah, EZ, that was the clip. That was the clip that set me off. Can you maybe explain to me, Mitch, what you thought was going on there? Listen to him. What's he trying to say? Everything's a goddamn mystery. You need like a fucking decoder ring to figure out what the fuck is going on in his brain. Mitch says, I think he meant like, yeah, listen to this guy. But it was way, way, way off the mark. The time when he said to that guy, look, fat, look, here's the deal. I know who my VP is, Donald Trump, says Tyler. David says he hardly knows where he is. What an embarrassment. Yeah, it's beyond embarrassment to me. To me, it's a feeling of desperation that Trump and the pieces of shit who support him will be back in power. And then it's going to be all revenge politics and shit like that. Chris says, huh? Listen to him? So we should believe Trump that Biden is incompetent. I don't know. Maybe that's what he's trying to say. Paul Forrester says, on top of dementia, he seems like he has post-stroke symptoms. Patrick with a great question. Who is really running our country? Don't know. Maybe the first lady? Perhaps Harris? I don't know. Ryan says, I think this is a huge problem, only because I think he just handed the election to a crazy person whose 2025 manifesto is scary as shit. I got to read that fucking thing. And you know that you heard Trump when we were talking to him. He goes, I had nothing to do with it. But he had everything to fucking do with it. He wrote it. I see something about eliminating the Department of Education. I'm like, oh, huh? All right. Well, maybe there's something to it. I guess I got to read the fucking thing. I mean, I might read it and go, hell yeah. I doubt it. Becky writes, in years past, I probably would have cared less. I probably couldn't have cared less. But this election will have lasting impacts. Like if I get to keep my right to bodily autonomy. That's exactly right. And what is that? When people say bodily autonomy, that's basically saying, if you choose to get an abortion, you should be able to go get an abortion, right? That is huge for a number of people. I know I'm with you. I think you should be able to do that. Simply because what a fucking bit of folly that is to try to tell a woman what she can do with her body. A bunch of old men telling a woman what she can do with her body. God damn it. That, I think, is an opportunity for more destruction in the United States than being at war with Russia. Linda says bodily autonomy is much more than abortion. And Becky follows up with not just abortion. They're trying to take away the right to even have access to birth control. You know, you're right. I didn't even think about that. I've heard that mentioned, but it doesn't really register with me. I'm so glad you said that. Ryan indicates something about that manifesto. What was it called? The Freedom 2025 America Trump Manifesto. I don't understand the manifesto's call for complete and total ban of pornography. Conservatives don't want that. Imagine all of Trump's dirt people being unable to go online and jerk the crank. I don't know. I would be interested in seeing what would happen if that's in there. I want that to happen. I want not so much that I want porno banned, but I want to see the turmoil and the destructiveness of what's going to happen to society if the government says you can't look at porno anymore. That would be fucking fantastic. I support that just to see the chaos that would manifest. Linda adds, try telling a dude what he can and can't do with his body and see what happens. No, you're right. Without a doubt. I think that's in the Eric Zane Show podcast presidency. That would be a non-starter. In fact, I would make it so that if you have an abortion and proof, you have proof of purchase from your abortion buying, that you get like a tax credit. I would be like encouraging abortion and taking of birth control. If you can prove death of a baby, that you murdered your baby and that you're taking birth control, you get two tax credits. Patrick agrees with me. I would love to see the fallout of no porno. All right, so there's a lot there. Chris says Putin is clearly running our country. Linda says, I normally try to be an informed person about national news, but I want to avoid this because it makes me cringe so badly. Yeah, I don't like watching Biden do that either. It makes me feel bad. Mitch says, nice try, Easy. They aren't babies yet. Uno reverse card. What do you mean they're not babies? What are you trying to tell me? What about biology do I not understand? If I want to call them aliens, they're aliens. I don't tell you what to call them, do I? No. If you want to call them not babies, Mitch, spend the $250 on podcast equipment like I did and tell the world what they are. Or just sit there and type it away here. If I say dead babies, they're dead babies. My God. Boy, I was going to talk about... Oh, I know what it is. Totally different topic. I feel, though, that all of this, allows this show to really dive in on it. And because I like to think that as maddening as this is, if you are listening to anything that sidesteps it or doesn't want to talk about the goddamn elephant in the room, it's not worth your time. All right? This has to be talked about. This is so goddamn important. And I like the fact that I can sit here every day and you listen to my opinion on it. You listen to how I feel. And I respect you. You respect me. At the end of the day, I only get one goddamn vote. I don't give a shit who you vote for. I don't argue with you. You don't argue with me. We got it down. We have a good group here. A good core. Thank you so much. If you're watching the show on Facebook, X, and YouTube, I thank you so much for being here. If you want the rest of the show, you have to go to Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the Twitch app and then search Eric Zane Live. Establish your username. You can contribute on the chat. It's so much fun. You'd be part of the correspondence with me on the show. The chat is my text line. I appreciate the comments. In addition, the audio of this podcast becomes the audio. Well, the audio from this show becomes the audio podcast. I post it in two parts every single day. Thank you so much. You can download it wherever you download shows. Subscribe, rate, and review, as always. I prefer Apple Podcasts, but you pick the one you want. I'm on all of them, Spotify and whatever else is out there. In addition to that, I have a Patreon, which today I'll post the audio from Wednesday's Big Fraud Wednesday, featuring Who Are These Zanes and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast from Wednesday. I'll post the audio from those today. There's always new material going up on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That helps me if you sign up. That is a no sponsor, pay only site. And there is a 7-day trial period. You can sign up for 7 days free. No problem. Just put in a payment form and then off you go. You're like, oh, that's where you get us with putting in the payment form. Then you're going to charge us after 7 days. Well, if you don't cancel it, yes. But I always tell everybody, just sign up for 7 days, then cancel it right away. You still get the 7 days free. And then at the 7 days, evaluate if you want to keep it going, like sign up again or not. I don't care. Well, I do care, but that's up to you. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Email me on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Thank you very much. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. If you want to sponsor the Eric Zane Show podcast, if you want to be featured on this show, this is pretty simple. All you have to do is reach out to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com, and we can begin that discussion. I've got a long list of satisfied customers who market themselves on this podcast. You can be one of them. It's very affordable, and I put everybody in from mom-and-pop businesses to larger companies. There's a spot for you on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Like my man, Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. All right, so you don't have health insurance. And you're like, well, I don't have a job. I don't have health insurance. Yeah, it doesn't work that way nowadays. You can still get health insurance. You get it through healthcare.gov or Obamacare. Yeah, well, I can't afford that. Those policies are expensive. Oh, I know. But the government wants to pay for most of it. Huh? Yeah, that's what people don't know. When you sign up at healthcare.gov and then you pick a policy you want that costs $1,500 a month to insure your whole family, and then all of a sudden the bill comes due for the monthly premium and you're paying like $300 or $400, sometimes less, that's because the government has subsidized your premium payments. Frank will give you all the details how that works. He'll fill out all the forms for you. He'll do everything. All you got to do is reach out to him. And it doesn't cost you a dime. Go to buyinsurancehere.com if you have no health insurance. Frank will set you up with all you need to get started at healthcare.gov. I've been getting insurance for this family for, this is our sixth year of doing it this way. And year one, I did it on my own. I fucked it all up. Had to change doctors. It was a disaster. Then I was introduced to Frank. Now he's my guy. Buyinsurancehere.com. Joe Martinez, I'm surprised I haven't heard from him on this show. I don't even know if he's enjoying the show right now. I hope he is. I don't see him there because he'd have been talking about Biden. I'm anxious to find out how he feels about this because he doesn't want Trump to win either. But he's got to realize that he's dealing with a fucking mental patient. Rebecca says government health care will go away with Trump. God, I hope not. Anyway, Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579, 616-516-8579. It'll help you with everything you need to get service to your AC or install your heat pump or your furnace, whatever it is. Rebecca's looking into her political crystal ball. Tells me government health care will go away with Trump and Medicare and Medicaid. So she is suggesting that if you get government-funded health care, like your old pal EZ, that's gone. And anybody who's utilizing Medicare, like our senior citizens or the indigent with Medicaid, that's all wiped out. Now, I don't believe you. As much as I love you, I think you're full of caca. I think there's zero chance that any of that is going to happen. I think you're believing a talking point by the left who's trying to scare everybody to voting for a Democrat. That's what I believe. I'm still going to vote for a Democrat. Don't worry. I'll vote for Biden. But there is no fucking way in hell any of what you said is going to happen. If it does, if it happens, I'm going to buy you a dinner, a steak dinner. So I said it here first. Rebecca just predicted no more government health care, no more Medicare, and no more Medicaid when Trump wins, which he's going to win. All right? I will bet you a steak dinner. In fact, it's a bet that is only payable if I lose. If any of those things happen, we're going out. You, Kevin, Diana, Eric are going out to Logan's Roadhouse for a say goodbye to government health care dinner. Okay? Remember that. June 12th or July 12th. And then when it doesn't happen, which it won't, thank God, you're going to go, oh, geez, boy, that was a close one. I don't know what happened there. What you got to do is realize who's talking to you, who's trying to convince you of that shit. Somebody's trying to fool you. Don't believe those crazy doom and gloom scenarios. It's not going to fucking happen. Same way I don't believe Trump when he blames Biden for the gas prices. That's not true either. Biden doesn't go, hey, I want gas to be higher. Rebecca says, I'd rather go somewhere else. I hate Logan. Hey, cart before the horse. You're not going to win the bet anyway. All right, where was I? I don't know what the hell is going on here. All I know is I'm on fire today. I am burning hot. I love putting all of the bullshit Kelly Cheese drama in the rearview mirror. All of her gaslighting about her salary and making up fucking alternate facts. I'm so glad that I had to destroy her with what I did yesterday and the day before. I'm starting to dislike her on a personal level. I love her professionally. You know that. That'll never change. But I'm starting to think that she is an expert at gaslighting. And it's starting to get on my nerves a little bit. Thank you to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600. I appreciate them so much. The place to get your vehicle repaired, your cars, EVs, hybrids, you name it. You can get them all repaired at Irvine's. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. You can ask about a free loaner car to use while yours is getting repaired. It's that simple. Irvines.com, 616-532-6600 is the number to call, or just go to their website. Occasionally, I'll get a nice email. And on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, my reply to this one was, thanks, Chris. Your words mean a lot. I appreciate this. Sometimes my confidence is a little low. That is not a good thing. Emails like yours make me feel confident again. Thank you. Here's the love letter. Subject, Return of the King, from Chris in beautiful Vermont. I want to say, first of all, you're back and killing it. Pause. You know, I don't know. Doing the show the way this is, monologue style, me screaming into a microphone, looking into a camera, no one to interact with. There's a real learning curve to it. There's still changes happening all the time. Improvements. You know, just with time, you start to develop, better sense of timing. I would say that early on, it was horrible. I would say that recently it's been horrible. I'm not exactly sure when things started to click, but Chris says, hey, you're back. All right, thank you. I've been a huge fan of yours since I started listening to Freebird and Hot Wings in 2008. I still remember the exact location and sadness I felt when they said you were no longer on the show. I had just had my first child, and I hadn't listened to the show for 2 weeks, and the first fucking episode I play on my way back to work after paternity leave is you getting whacked. The anger and sadness I felt still comes back when I think about it. I think he took it harder than I did. I have listened to that show, that being Freebird and Hot Wings, since 2008, every episode up until about last year or so. Now I find myself listening to maybe 3 segments out of their entire show. Since about April, I've been tuning into your podcast daily. Thank you. I appreciate that. It is getting better each week. I think that's probably the best news I've heard right there, because I feel pretty good about what I can pull off. And if he's saying it's getting better, that's fucking great. I think this will be the year I cut my Freebird and Hot Wings subscription and move on to yours. He's talking about Patreon. Thank you. I appreciate that. You're right when you say that Kelly is the only thing keeping that show alive now. I did listen a bunch to you prior to April, but these past few months have been really great. Keep up the fantastic work. I enjoyed your family stories the best of anything on the Freebird and Hot Wings show. It's crazy to me to think how old your children are now. It just seems like yesterday Jim and Jackie were trying to remove ice off their windshield on their way to school. Dad, I gotta go. I have 4 kids now, 8, 6, 4, and 2.
No. Oh my God.
Hold on. Chris, at 8, 6, 4, and 2, I bet you think that, oh, I'm in the thick of it. You have no idea. I need to know genders of these children to make this more interesting. Because there's going to be a time when they're 16, 14, 12, and 10. Oh. Motherfucker. That's epic. He adds, we have a lot of stories just like your family has had, and it's something. Oh, yeah. I will try and communicate more and share some crazy stories. Take care and best of luck with the show. Signed, Chris in Vermont. Chris, that was a great email, buddy. I appreciate you. Don't be a goddamn stranger. You're right. You should start writing a memoir now. Dude. Yeah, you got to exploit that. You got to get a radio show, start putting cameras around your live stream, that shit, something. You got to get something out of it. I sure hope you're an earner, you know, like you've worked enough. You've gotten far enough down the road that you're like a physician or something like that. Okay. Because you're fucked. the cost, your mental, you got to be sharp. You got to be a sharp, sharp, emotionally stable soul to have four kids 2 years apart, each of them. And, you know, the wild card in this is women. Daughters are really, I will never, ever say raising daughters was bad. It was fantastic. I loved raising my daughters. But not everybody is cut out to raise daughters. Okay? Some people just can't deal. And I couldn't, for the, in a lot of cases, I still can't deal. There are things that happen in the daughter realm of the Eric Zane Show household. I'm like, oh boy, I got to sidestep this one. I'm out of my league. I do not have the mental wherewithal to problem solve this. There are times when, if let's say mom's not around, it happened the other day on the Patreon. On the, I haven't posted the audio yet, but on the Patreon podcast, I got, if Madison reaches out to me, I'm taking the call. No matter what. And I take the FaceTime and the eyes are puffy and she's, something's wrong. So I go, oh shit. Now I got to go triage. Is this life threatening? So a little bit of the conversation takes place. This wasn't on the podcast, but I did take the call on the podcast. I go, hey, hang on. I got to take this. Okay. And then I quickly determine this is not life threatening. I go, I'll call you back as soon as I get done with this. You see, if mom's not around in these cases, you have to be prepared for a conversation. Now, this didn't happen, but this conversation has happened where, hey, honey, what's up? And it's not really a discernible language. It's just, and then if you say anything, anything, it could be, what, honey, I can't understand. Or it could be, here, let me help. Or, hey, here's $1 million. It doesn't matter what you say. The response is going to be, you don't understand. You're not listening! That wraps up Act 1 of the July 12th podcast. Act 2 starts up right after this.